We found the jail securely locked and the guards stationed outside. But when we opened them, we found no one inside. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This is the teaching that our Lord wants us to take away. From this reading here that we find here in the Acts of the Apostles, is that no matter what, God's will can't be thwarted. If God wants his message to go out, nothing can stop it. That's what we see here in Peter, in the life of he and who else was there with him preaching? Was it John? Preaching there in the temple courts, bars, gates, guards, nothing. Not even the powerful rulers of the Pharisees and Sadducees could keep God's word from being proclaimed. God knows how to open locked doors. God knows how to break through prison walls. God knows how to even thwart the plans of wise and powerful men, because his will not be thwarted. That's what we see here. And so, brothers and sisters, what we have to look at is what in our lives is holding us back from doing the will of God. What in our lives is keeping us locked in a prison cell? Those prison doors may be the fact that we have a fear that if we speak up, something wrong will become of us. God can unlock that. It's not more powerful than him. Because what does it say in the scriptures? But that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of a sound, reasonable mind that reminds us God is the blessed controller of all things, as it says in the Psalms. All things. Maybe it's because of those who are rich and powerful, those who are well thought of, well respected, they're keeping us silent. Like our family members. If we speak out about things like this, they're going to kick us out of the family. They're going to look down upon us. If we talk about the fact that they're not coming to Mass, they're going to push us away. Or if we expose their sins and their lives, that they're living in a marriage that is no marriage. Or that what they're saying and doing is not consonant with one who really loves God. God's word cannot be thwarted. And these things cannot be held back, even despite powerful witnesses to the contrary. God knows how to unlock doors. But the reason why they got out isn't just because God wanted them to get out. It's because they had a desire to do God's will first and foremost. And that will, that desire to do God's will, allowed God's opening of the doors to actually have an effect, so that many and many souls were added to the community of the faithful each and every day. That's what the message of the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles is all about. So when we read this gospel here in John 3:16 through 21, we're not just reminded of what we talked about on Sunday, how that Godwin family, when they were forgiving that person who killed, brutalized their father, their husband, that God wants the salvation of all, that all might be saved. But even more so, it speaks to us the message that those who are condemned, God isn't condemning them. Because God doesn't condemn anybody. That's the message of the divine mercy. God is always offering mercy to every sinner who wishes to find his mercy. That's why we see here, and this, well, we'll put it there. We'll go to the verse before that. Whoever believes in him, Jesus Christ, will not be condemned. But whoever does not believe is already condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light. It also goes on to say, because their works were evil, for everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not want to come toward the light so that the works of him may not be exposed. So we need to realize that when we do speak the truth, that people are going to flee from us. They're going to run. Because they don't want light to shine forth into their lives. But if we pray for them, and if we are there to proclaim it, there's just a shot that they may be open to the divine mercy which God has. And that's the only way which God works. He works not merely through his own personal work, but he wishes to use us as worthless human beings who he loves immensely. And it gives the grace to enter into his own eternal life. So don't be cowed by other people who are trying to destroy the work of God in your life. Don't be cowed by those who are trying to destroy the work of God in their lives. Your only thing is to present yourself to God and let him unlock those doors which are holding souls as prisoners, because that's what he wants to do. And he will do it. And if you just stand for the light, maybe people are going to flee from you. Maybe your family members are going to hate you. Maybe those in the coffee shop, instead of talking about somebody else, are instead going to talk about you. That's all right. That's all right. Because as Catholics, we only care about one thing. Souls entering into heaven. As Catholics, we only hope for one thing, is that people don't condemn themselves. As Catholics, all we want to do is show before all people the divine mercy. And if they want to accept it, it's open to them. And if they don't, then at least they've been told. Catholics don't let anybody go to hell. They give everybody the opportunity to love and to find love in Christ. Today during Mass, as we prepare the gifts, place souls, particularly one soul, that you see as most need in God's mercy, right there on the altar, and ask Christ to transform that soul. Your goodwill goes a great distance to bring God's mercy into the world. His will be done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.